UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, partnered with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, to clean up the Helsha Bay Beach in St. Catherine on International Coastal Cleanup Day, Saturday, September 19. We tell you more in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Stay with us. Over 1,100 volunteers turned up at the Helsha Bay Beach in St. Catherine on International Coastal Cleanup Day to clean debris from the public beach. Environmental Coordinator at the UDC, Danae Vassiana, says it was the largest turnout to date. The participants, who came from Portmore, Kingston, and St. Catherine, were representatives of service clubs, community groups, schools, the Portmore Municipal Council, and other organizations. They collected 5,208 pounds of solid waste, including plastic bottles, tires, suitcases, and other materials from the Helsha coastline.
We had about 356 bags. 86 of those bags were recyclable material, and 270 of them were non-recyclable. Because what we decided to do, as we've been doing for years now, is separate the garbage in terms of plastic bottles are collected separately, and this year have worked with the Recycling Partners of Jamaica, who would collect those plastic bottles, and NSWMA would collect the other garbage.
The UDC is encouraging persons to be more environmentally conscious.
We need to have an understanding that development is not just about buildings and infrastructure. Development needs to find that balance between protecting the environment and working in harmony with the environment, as well as progressing. And that progression can't be done sustainably without considering the implications of the environment.
Environmental Coordinator at the UDC, Danae Vassiana. The volunteers have also been targeted for NEPA's pilot phase of its Adopt-A-Beach program. The initiative entails keeping a designated stretch of coastline clean all year round.
What that program will entail is having different community groups, churches, companies, even a group of friends can come together and decide that they want to be responsible for keeping a particular stretch of coastline clean. How NEPA will assist is by providing them with a startup kit that includes the basic things you need for a cleanup, like garbage bags, gloves, and also data sheets. And all we ask is that they provide us with contact information for a point person from the group so that we can keep in contact, that they take photos when they conduct their cleanups, and also that they conduct these cleanups at regular intervals. It can be monthly or it can also be quarterly, depending on what's required of that stretch of beach.
Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Delene Powell. Ms. Powell says the regular cleanups is an effective way of sensitizing individuals about the negative impact of marine litter and encourage persons to practice good disposal habits all year round.
A beach that has less garbage is not just aesthetically pleasing, but it's also better in terms of as a habitat, because a lot of the time the garbage that washes down ends up in our mangroves, which is a nursery area for juvenile fish and other marine life, things that we enjoy eating on a regular basis. And so once the plastic gets there, it can actually displace these animals.
Interested persons can contact NEPA at 754-7540 for more information on joining the Adopt-A-Beach program. The UDC is also encouraging persons interested in activities such as tree planting and beach cleanup to call 429-0547 or email dvaccianna@udcja.com. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC owns and operates several beaches in Jamaica, including the Long Bay Beach Park 1 and 2 in Westmoreland, Hanover, Bluefields Beach in Westmoreland, and Ocherius Bay Beach in St. Anne? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit udcja.com. You can also follow the UDC on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit its information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.